You are more powerful in your own health story than you may realize. Every single day, you make dozens of small decisions: what to eat, how to respond to stress, whether to reach for sunscreen, whether to ask yourself why something matters to you. And the research we're drawing from today says those small decisions are not trivial. They compound. They add up. They protect you. Welcome to your wellness briefing. I'm so glad you're here. Let's start with something that might genuinely surprise you. According to Dr. Mark Hyman, a functional medicine physician with over 30 years of clinical experience, more than 80 million Americans are currently living with some form of autoimmune disease. 80 million. That number reportedly exceeds the combined total of people living with cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. And yet, Dr. Hyman's core message isn't alarm. It's possibility. He says, and I love this, there are real, identifiable causes, and when those causes are found and addressed, your body may have a remarkable ability to calm itself down. So what does that mean in practice? Here's where the gut comes in. Think of your gut lining like a very carefully woven net, one designed to let the right things through into your bloodstream and keep the wrong things out. Your immune system is stationed right on the other side of that net, like a very attentive security team. When the net stays intact, things run smoothly. But when that lining gets compromised, from certain foods, from stress, from environmental exposures, tiny particles slip through that aren't supposed to be there. And your immune security team sees them, flags them as threats, and launches an inflammatory response. Over time, Dr. Hyman explains, that repeated alarm sounding can confuse the immune system. It starts to have trouble telling the difference between outside invaders and your own body's tissue. That confusion is at the root of conditions like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, rheumatoid arthritis, and ulcerative colitis. Now, what disrupts that gut lining in the first place? Dr. Hyman points to five categories worth exploring with your own healthcare provider. Dietary triggers, particularly gluten, dairy, sugar, and ultra-processed foods. Environmental toxins, things like pesticides, plastics, and heavy metals. Gut imbalances, where the bacterial community living in your digestive system gets thrown off. Hidden infections, including viruses like Epstein-Barr or Lyme disease. And chronic stress. Building on that last one, chronic stress. This is where things get fascinating, because Dr. Hyman isn't the only expert making this connection today. Dr. Dennis Gross, a dermatologist who began his career as a cancer researcher at Memorial Sloan Kettering studying melanoma, independently flags the same concern from a completely different angle. When your body is under sustained stress, it pumps out a hormone called cortisol. Think of cortisol as your body's emergency siren, useful in short bursts, but exhausting and damaging when it never turns off. Both Dr. Hyman and Dr. Gross connect chronically elevated cortisol to increased inflammation, a weakened immune response, and, in Dr. Gross's area of specialty, visible skin changes, rosacea flares, acne, dullness, as well as deeper immune suppression that can affect your body's ability to surveil for disease. Speaking of your skin, let's stay with Dr. Gross for a moment, because what he shared is genuinely eye-opening. Your skin isn't just cosmetic. It is your body's outermost early warning system, and it holds a record of every significant sun exposure you've ever had. Dr. Gross explains that UV light causes DNA mutations inside your skin cells, and he describes a kind of slow progression from healthy cells to precancerous cells to cancer. The remarkable thing about skin, he says, is that you can often see that progression happening long before it becomes life-threatening. That's dermatology's unique advantage. Here's something many people don't know. The sun damage showing up on your skin today, tells, may actually reflect exposures from 10 to 20 years ago. UV injury has a delayed reveal, so the protection you build into your routine now is an investment in yourself a decade from now. Dr. Gross also offers a fresh perspective on freckles, something I found really striking. He describes freckles not as a quirk or a cosmetic feature, but as a signal. When your skin receives more UV radiation than it can manage evenly, it clusters its pigment-producing cells together as a kind of protective response. Dr. Gross calls this a cry for help from your skin, and if you freckle easily, he recommends reaching for a higher SPF sunscreen as a practical form of support. One more insight from Dr. Gross worth holding. Patients who became entirely sun-avoidant after a skin cancer diagnosis often developed vitamin D deficiencies. Vitamin D, which your skin helps produce through sun exposure, is connected to immune support, heart health, and reduced cancer risk. If you're avoiding the sun for good reason, he recommends asking your doctor to check your vitamin D level. Supplementing with D3 can bypass the need for direct sun exposure entirely, and many foods in the U.S. are now fortified with it. Now I want to talk about something that often gets treated as a character trait, like you either have it or you don't. Self-control, consistency, follow-through. Dr. Kentaro Fujita, a researcher whose work was discussed on the Huberman Lab podcast, has spent years studying what actually drives people to stick with their health goals. And his findings are genuinely encouraging. Self-control, it turns out, is not a fixed trait. It is a skill. And more specifically, it's highly sensitive to why you're doing something, not just how. When your goals feel abstract or far away, your mind naturally thinks in terms of meaning, the bigger picture. But the moment a temptation or a hard choice arrives right in front of you, your mind shifts into logistics mode, the how. And for things that are genuinely difficult, the how often feels uncomfortable and unappealing. Dr. Fujita's research shows that simply pausing to ask yourself, why this matters to me, before facing a moment of temptation or a hard health choice, measurably improves follow-through. Not, I'm on a diet, but I want to be present and energized for the people I love. That shift from logistics to meaning activates something deeper, and it doesn't require any equipment, any money, or any extra time. There's one more thread I want to weave in here, because it shows up in multiple conversations today. Knowledge alone does not produce change. Researching, reading, listening, all of that is valuable. But if learning becomes a way of trichementuans appearing to act, rather than a complement to acting, it can quietly become its own form of avoidance. The antidote isn't to stop learning. It's to learn and practice at the same time. Start before you feel fully ready. Your body responds to practice, not to plans. Before we close, a quick grounding note on hantavirus for anyone who's seen those headlines recently. A group of physicians on the Dr. Sunil Han podcast offered some calm perspective. Hantavirus causes approximately 25 to 30 cases per year in the United States. It requires direct contact with infected rodent materials. It is not airborne in the way flu or COVID-19 is. The same things that support your immune system every day, a nourishing diet, stress management, sleep, movement, are your best general defense. No need for alarm, just awareness. And as always, a gentle reminder, everything shared today is for educational reflection, not medical instruction. Please bring these ideas to your own healthcare provider, especially before making changes to medications or starting an elimination diet. Your care team is your most important partner. Here is your one simple, cost-free wellness step for today. Before your next meal or your next health choice, whatever that looks like for you, pause for just a few seconds and ask yourself, why does this matter to me? Not the logistics, the meaning. Let that answer be the thing that moves you forward. Thank you so much for spending this time with yourself today. That's your wellness briefing for May 13th, and I hope something in it stays with you as you move through your day. Come back tomorrow. There's always more to explore, and you're always worth the investment. You've got this. Take care of yourself.